You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And it's personal finance time on a Monday. This week we are dipping into travel insurance, everything you need to know about it and how to make the most of it. I'm joined on the line for this conversation by the marketing specialist at TIC at Santam, Simi Michele, to take a look at this and see what to make of it. Simi, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with the very basics. What is travel insurance and how many different types of travel insurance are out there?
Travel insurance is a once-off purchase that a traveler will make when traveling either internationally or domestically, and typically would cover internationally emergency medical costs and cover costs for trip disruptions and your personal belongings.
So, Simi, when I think about travel insurance, what are some of the considerations as a traveler that need to be top of mind here?
When choosing travel cover, you would want to match your policy to your destination and activities, not just look at the price. You want to make sure it includes strong medical protection, cover for the disruptions and the luggage. But in terms of the activities, for example, a business traveler or a traveler working abroad might be doing some manual labor, or working with machinery, usually excluded on a standard policy, this traveler type would require a policy that includes cover for that kind of work. Or an adventure traveler might be indulging in an activity that's not automatically excluded. You would seek to check whether that is covered or whether you would need to purchase additional cover.
Simi, often when we think about travel insurance, the immediate thought that comes to mind is, oh, I don't need it, or, oh, my medical aid offers me that level of insurance for the particular trip. But in looking at travel insurance, it's not limited to the medical expenses only. What other travel insurances should people be thinking about when looking at trips? And does it vary if we're looking at a longer term stay or a shorter trip?
Yes, indeed. So most banks and some medical schemes will provide some kind of medical protection when you travel internationally. You would want to ensure that your medical benefit is adequate. For example, traveling to the USA, USA tops the list of the most costly country, especially for travelers. You would want to make sure you have adequate medical cover. And you would want to add cover for your trip disruptions and your luggage. So that would incur a once-off cost for the additional cover.
So, I mean, do the considerations change from a travel perspective and an insurance perspective depending on the life situations of individuals? So, for example, if I'm traveling alone versus traveling with a family, does that then affect, or traveling with an elderly parent, does that then affect the types of insurance that I might want to think about? And are there different types of insurance to cover different types of family scenarios?
Typically, insurers we'll have a look at whether you're traveling for business purposes or leisure purposes. That's the differentiation. Insurers will want to know which destination you're traveling to. Some of the high-risk destinations might attract an additional premium. And if you're traveling as a family, you can opt to have your children share cover for free within the cover of their parents.
So, Simi, when we look to the travel considerations, what are some of the important things to remember from an insurance perspective where it relates to the fine print? Because some of these policies or these types of covers are for a brief period of time or a limited period of time and not like the typical other types of insurance products that we have. But at the same time, they do still carry fine print.
Quite right. Spending a few minutes reading your policy before your trip is worthwhile. The fine print will explain what to do in an emergency, what documents you'll need for a claim. Importantly, it's not just about exclusions, it's also about conditions of cover. For example, A standard travel insurance policy for South African travel insurance, you must be a permanent resident of South Africa traveling on a return journey. If you were traveling for the purpose of immigrating, you would be excluded from cover on a regular policy and you'd need an immigration specific cover. And also an important condition of cover would be that you must purchase your policy prior to departure. So understanding conditions will ensure that you have the right cover and you're not left without cover when you need it most.
So, is it possible to then cover the trip itself? So understandably, we can cover ourselves from a medical standpoint. We can cover unforeseen events that might occur whilst we are away on this trip. Is it possible to obtain travel insurance then for the trip itself? If, for example, it's a personal trip and something else happens. I mean, the COVID pandemic showed us that flights, accommodations, things can be cancelled almost overnight, and one then has to wonder, how can we protect ourselves from that?
Certainly. Travel is a big financial commitment and you want to protect that investment. A comprehensive policy will include cover for trip disruptions, covering unforeseen events such as an unexpected illness or injury prior to departure, strikes, or severe weather. And this would ensure that non-refundable costs, your flights, accommodation, tour bookings are reimbursed if something unexpected prevents you from traveling. In an example that travelers can relate to, South Africans love traveling to cyclone-prone Mauritius. A good policy would cover your non-refundables or any additional costs if flights were cancelled due to the bad weather.
It's important to remember, folks, that a travel insurance is not just paperwork that you use for your visa applications, but it can be the difference between you having a really good trip and having an absolutely disastrous one. Definitely something worth considering. But for now, we'll leave this conversation on that note. Thanks so much to Simi Mikeli, the marketing specialist at Santam Travel Insurance, for joining us to take a look at the importance of travel insurance and how it can benefit you.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.